Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Welcome to the debut edition of the Success with Listings podcast. That's right. You guys have been telling me, Uncle Nolly, you need to have a podcast. So that's what this is. We're coming to you with some of the best information on how to get more listings and how to up your real estate game. That's what you want. That's what you want. So that's what we got. Well, today I'm in my lab. I'm just hanging out, doing my thing. You know, I got all my laboratory stuff here, got a healthy drink. Today, what I want to share with you is about mindset. This is a very fitting first edition because mindset is so important. If you don't have the right mindset, you can't get to the success that you say you want. And so in this podcast, in this first debut edition, I was able to sit down recently with my mentorship masters and talk to them about mindset. I mean, that's what I love to talk about. One of my favorite books of all time for mindset is by Dr. Joseph Murphy, called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. So we talk about that, we talk about a few other books, and we talk about more stuff to help you succeed in the real estate game right here on the debut edition of Success with Listings. It's coming at you. Welcome to the Success with Listings podcast, where we help you get success in the real estate game the easy way. Now you can get off the roller coaster of feast and famine and out of the rat race of competing with every other agent in town. Hi, I'm Nolly Williams. I took over 1,000 listings during my first 10 years in the real estate game, and in this podcast, I show you how to have success with listings. Let's go.
The topic is you. You're the topic. It's all about you guys. And last time that we got together, we talked about the book of the month, Letting Go, which you guys should be working your way through. It's the book of the month, but I've went ahead and carried it over into this month as well because it is a very thick book and it's pretty heady. It's a great book to unlock the emotional body. So highly, highly, highly recommend that you guys get into that book. I don't just suggest books for no reason. There's really a reason. There's a method to the madness, if you will. When we look at the four bodies that we have, the spiritual body, a mental body, physical body, and the emotional body, I have a preferred book for each body. So a lot of the things that are holding us back from success, and I say us, not just you guys, but me too, because I have my own set of self-limiting beliefs and fears and dreams and hopes. A lot of the things that hold us back are things that are in our subconscious mind. And the more we get in tune with that and get in tune with our feeling body, et cetera, the better chances we have for success and the better chances we have to fulfill the mission for which we are in this realm. And that's very important for me to see you guys do that. So important. I don't want you guys to go sell a lot of real estate, although that's important too. I do want that. And I see some of you guys are doing it. But I also want you to be successful in other areas of life. So really, today we're going to talk a lot about, we're going to start off with mindset because that's the beginning of how I like to start off each of these. And then we're going to really get into triple my listings. I've been promising you guys, at one time I talked about doing a 3-hour just call just with this. And I actually have since thought better of it. But I'm going to spend the majority of most of our time together on the upcoming calls just going through this book because this is the book that you guys asked me to write. And I think it was really good of you to do that. So we'll spend about 20 minutes in that. And then it's going to be AMA time. And that's ask me anything. That's a chance for you guys to really ask whatever questions are on your heart. And I feel like we'll probably do this again next week at the same time. I'm going to check my schedule real quick. I think next week at the same time, we'll do it again. All right. So mindset. Okay. We studied the first book that for, especially for those, welcome to our new members. Welcome. Happy to have you on board. The first book that we studied as a group was this one, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And as far as mindset, you know, I put mindset at the very top of my chart. And I always like to be mindful that we discuss mindset, because mindset, guys, whenever I teach a class, I always ask them, you know, what percentage of success will come from that one area, mindset? And it always comes back around 90%. And it's true. You know, if you can master the mind, that old tricky mind, boy, I tell you, the mind will hold you back. I was thinking about this morning. The mind will hold you back from the success that you really deserve. And it's not trying to be facetious or mean or antagonizing or angry or, you know, cunning or deceitful. It just is. It's the mind, you know. The mind, the number one job, think about this for a minute and maybe write this down. What is the number one job of the ego? Okay. What is the number one job of the ego? The number one job of the ego, guys, is to keep you safe. Okay. It tries to keep you safe. And we had been programmed as children that many things are not safe. And now that we're adults, we continue to go down in the same areas of life in failure and really holding ourselves back from the true full success that we can have because we still are afraid. It's just fear. I mean, it comes back to fear and doubt, which are the two enemies. But the mind is afraid of a great many things. And there are a lot of things that you will not accomplish in this world, whether it be your real estate goals or other goals, because of fear. You know, I mean, just look at it. When I started losing a lot of weight, I was, you know, a lot of people feel comfortable being around 200 pounds. I didn't. You know, I'm a thin dude. Look at these bones. You know, you're talking about a small frame, you know, supposed to carry a small body. And when I started losing a lot of weight, people were like, oh, you're too skinny. And I heard that all my life growing up because I was a skinny boy, skinny kid, you know. So the mind's like, oh, we can't get too thin now. People start thinking something's wrong. You know, the mind is really something that when you start to unlock it, you start to really walk and flow in your true purpose and your divine purpose. So I just want you guys to be mindful of mindset. When you're reading the book, Letting Go, I want you to pay special attention to a specific chapter called The Mechanism of Letting Go. One of the things that I do to get through this book, because it's a big one, I've got the printed version and I've got the Audible version, which I really like. And I just listen to it at the gym. I spend about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes every day at the gym. And I just listen, I do it that way. So chapter 2 talks about the mechanism of letting go. And these things, guys, when you really unlock and learn these things, you start to have freedom and success in every single area of your life. I mean, it's just amazing. And that's the reason why it's so important for me. I mean, I could just say, hey guys, here's how to go out and sell a whole bunch of real estate and do it that way. But it's really important for me to have you guys look back on this time that we spent together, whether it be 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years from now, and feel like these were some of the best years of your life. Some of the years that you really grew to become the person that you never even imagined you could be. That's what's important for me. You know, I'm all about leaving a legacy, and the legacy that I leave on this earth is you. And that's why when Sabu asked me what the topic is today, the topic is you, baby, because that's what matters to me. So just be mindful of mindset. I'm going to get to a couple of the comments here, and then I want to jump right into Triple My Listings book. So let me see. Oh, you know what? I got some new glasses this week, y'all. Yeah, don't tell nobody. You know, I've worn glasses. I usually wear contacts, but I'm at that age now. I'm 49, so I'm at that age now where I'm having trouble reading. Like, and y'all know I loves to read. So when Uncle Nolly starts having trouble reading, it's like, so when I have my contacts on, I can't read the page. It's like all blurry. But when I without my contacts or glasses, I can read fine. But now my eye doctor says I need bifocals. That's what these are. They don't have the little line in them. I know you guys are laughing. I see you laughing. Next year it might be trifocal, but that, hey, what, you guys get to see the part of me that nobody else sees. We're not putting this on YouTube or nothing like that. All right. So let me see. Somebody said juicing is hardcore. I think that's Mina. It's insane. I'm on day 10. Wow, that's great. It isn't for the birds. Yeah, you guys know I always have a blend right here. This is mango with some greens and some other stuff in there. So I'm always drinking stuff like that. Robert said, such a young man. Well, thank you. 49. I can't wait to be 50. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, we need that beta carotene. I know that. So my wife says I look all right in glasses, but I'm a little self-conscious about them. But anyway, y'all get to see me. I'm not going to YouTube them with the glasses, though. So don't be taking no pictures and trying to put them out there now. All right. So what I want to do is methodically go through triple my listings. And I want to spend about 20 minutes on each of our calls together going through this book, because I think it's so important. You know, you guys know I talk about doing the two. Okay, what is to do the two? For me, to do the two means that you spend 2 hours every single day in your lead generation bunker every day. Okay. And like this morning, I did mine from 8 to 10. I do it every day, guys. I don't preach and teach what I don't do. Okay. So I do it every day without fail. Somebody asked me the other day, what's the number one ingredient to success? And that's it. If you spend 2 hours a day in your lead generation bunker every single day, you're going to have results, period. And I can look at your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, and I can look at your results. And when I line up your results with what you want, the reason why you're not getting it is for this one simple principle. It's so simple, guys. You're gonna hear it from me probably on every call, is to do the two. 2 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. Now, Gary, when I was under Gary's tutelage, Gary Keller, he would teach to do 3 hours a day. Okay. And I used to teach that 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. But I found that agents just wouldn't do it. So I made it simpler. I called it do the two, 2 hour. It's a 2x4, 2 hours a day, 4 days a week. Okay. Now, when you're in that lead generation bunker, these are the things that you're going to be focused on. These are the lead generation strategies that you'll be focused on. By the way, you know, a lot of you believe that your life would be perfect if all you had was a bunch more leads. And there is some truth to that. I mean, it would be a lot better. I mean, this is not to be facetious or mean. It's hard to teach broke people. It's hard to teach broke people. You know, when Jesus knew this. I mean, when he went out and he would teach, people start getting hungry, he fed them, you know. Say, hey, you guys are hungry, here's some fish and chips, get that in your belly. It's hard to teach people that are hungry physically, right? So you got to feed them first and then give them the teaching, right? And so that's the thing. I understand that you got to get up there, you got to start doing some production. If you're not already at the level of doing production, you got to get there. If you're already doing production, but you're not where you want to be, you know, I'm here for you that way as well. But once you get past that, you start really moving into many of these other areas that I teach. And right now we're kind of stuck on activities and mindset. We're really stuck on these first two, but you really start to open up life when you focus, when you start to get to these others. So when you do the two, it moves you out of feast or famine. Okay. It moves you out of poverty. Okay. Remember, not prospecting, well, put it this way, prospecting equals paychecks. prospecting equals paychecks. Not prospecting equals poverty. Not prospecting equals poverty. Okay. Very, very important for you guys to understand that. So that's the reason why I wrote this book, Triple My Listings, because you guys were asking about getting leads. And a lot of people want to go out and pay for leads. Okay. Now, I'm not against paying for leads, but that's the last resort. Okay. After you've done everything else that I teach and you're already doing 100 deals a year, because you can do 100 deals a year just with the stuff I teach without spending $1. Okay. Now, when you're already doing 100 deals a year, you're like, okay, I need to take it to 200. Now we're going to maybe start spending some money, right? And by the way, even if you do spend money in here, I teach you how to have sponsors pay that. So let's just methodically go through the book. Let me see if there's any questions. You guys want to see a before pic of me when I was almost 200. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I like that. So I'm going to do that. I actually have a video. My buddy Artemis, who does a lot of my mindset coaching, he actually had me show, and these videos are pretty risque. It's just me in my underwear, me in my drawers, right? So you guys will get to see. I don't know where I have those pictures, but I will. I'll bring them to next roundtable. I promise you that. I'll bring them to next roundtable. In fact, I'll bring you a couple of different shots of me. I wasn't quite 200. I was about 190, but that's really big for me because I'm supposed to be around 140, 145. I know that sounds small, but I'm a small frame dude. I'm a West Indian. What can I say? You know, that's how we do it. All right. So, but I will bring the proof of that. You guys won't believe your eyes when you see it. Trust me. So going into this, on pages 6 and 7 is the introduction to the book where I talk about the reason why I wrote the book. And honestly, you guys prompted me to write this. It was my Mentorship Masters members that told me, Nolly, we need this book. There's 6 particular things that this book is going to help you to do. And I have that on page 8. Number one, it's going to help you exponentially grow your business while working less. That's what I love to teach and do. I like to see you guys working less, okay? Now, currently, I spend about 2 to 3 hours a day working, okay? Now, I love to work because what I do is not work, it's play, it's fun. It's like playing a game. It's like, you know, when you're in school and you get to go out and play and have recess, it's like that. It's like, when do I get to go on recess? You know, that's the kind of work that I have. And that's what I envision for each of you as well. So I believe in exponentially growing your business while working less. Working less means, and here's the 2 things that I teach, and I don't really say this to a lot of people, but if outside of mindset, there's 2 things that I teach, and write this down. Fame is number one, fame, F-A-M-E, okay? Fame and efficiency. Fame and efficiency. Fame is about being famous, okay? I really believe in that. I believe that you should be well-known in the areas that you serve. People should be able to, like when I'm walking in a grocery store, it happens all the time. It happened 2 days ago. And they're like, are you Nolly Williams? Okay, that's, if I go to any real estate convention, I'm going to be stopped, you know, every 100 feet that I, you know, paces that I take. I'm going to be stopped and somebody's going to introduce how I've changed their life or watch the video or something like that. I believe in that. I mean, it's not about being cocky, arrogant, boastful, proud, but you should be known. Why keep yourself a secret? What's the benefit of that? You know, Jesus didn't keep himself a secret. When it was time for him to shine, he went out and did his business. So fame is number one. Number two is efficiency. Okay. I believe that no matter how you do a thing, there is a most efficient way of doing it. And if you look at nature is super efficient. I mean, you just watch any nature documentary and you'll see that the animals, the plants, they have a high level of efficiency in the way they do things. So I want you to exponentially grow your business while working less, spending more time with those you love. Avoid hundreds of hours of costly mistakes by doing the wrong things. That's another reason why I wrote this book. So you could actually go out and do all this stuff like Zillow ads and this. And a lot of you guys you text me or you'll workplace chat me and ask me, hey, should I do this or should I invest in that? And what I'm helping you guys to do is cut a 4, 5, or 6, maybe even a 7-year learning curve off. Okay. Why go through the learning curve? You've already got me. I've been there, done that. And I've got many friends in my stable that I can call if it's in some industry that I'm not as familiar with, and ask those questions, you know. So you want to cut lots of hours off doing the wrong things. And by the way, when you cut hours off, you're saving time and money because you don't want to waste a lot of money on the wrong stuff. Number three, generate more income than you ever thought possible. See, some of you guys, and I'm there too. I'm not just lumping you into that. But you're destined for much bigger than you think, okay? And so you might be thinking 20, 30, but really the number is 90 deals that are in store for you. You might be thinking 100, but the real number might be 300. So don't get afraid. Don't get scared. You know, when you walk in your destiny, there's nothing to be afraid of because you have all the provision that you need to walk in that. See, when you came here, you're pre-equipped with everything you need. Guess what? God and all the angels will be behind you to help you accomplish that goal. The fourth reason I wrote this is to help you avoid the hustle and create success faster and easier. You know, a lot of times I see agents in the hustle, and that is a way of doing it. I'm not saying it's not, you know, and there is a time for hustle and grind. I'm not going to say that is not true either, because there was a time when I had to get into it 24/7, hustle and grind it. But that's a building up, guys. That's not maintenance. You cannot maintain at that pace. It's like when you go to Bold, if you've ever been to Bold, that's foot, you know, mashed to the pedal, pedal to the metal, 100% full throttle. You can't maintain that pace. You're just not created to maintain that pace. It's just like juicing, okay? If you're going through a juice fast, which my wife and I do frequently, in fact, last year at this time, we were doing a watermelon cleanse where we did nothing but watermelon for 30 days. Actually, I made it to 27 days. But we do stuff like that periodically. But you're not meant to live on watermelon all, you know, year round. You get in there, you do a deep cleanse, and you get out, right? You get back. And so these are things that are the hustle and the grind is good to get into it and say, man, I'm about to do a full month of hustle and grind because I gotta build it up, you know. And then you pull back from that because it's not sustainable. Okay. Number five is I want you to earn 6 figures. Okay. If you're not earning at least 6 figures, I don't know how you can live in the United States of America. Now, some of you guys, I joke because I have some of my friends, they've made an art form out of living low. Okay. And if you want to live low, like I consider myself a semi-minimalist, you know, I don't really like a lot of fancy stuff. You know, I wear a little jewelry and things like that, but, you do so by choice and not, you know, it's not that lack is dictating that for you. You choose to be a minimalist if that's what you want to do. Okay. So I want you earning 6 figures. I want you to be taking nights and weekends off, and I want you to be debt free. Okay. Those are the things that I wish for you. And the sixth reason I wrote it was I want you to be able to generate all the listing leads that you want. Okay. It's not about what I want for you. It's about what you want for yourself and getting that.
Well, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Success with Listings podcast. If you are serious about taking your real estate career to the highest heights, making more money and helping more clients while working less hours and spending more time with your family, be sure to get your copy of my free book, Triple My Listing, absolutely free at successwithlistings.com. Now, you want to be sure that you subscribe to the podcast and check out successwithlistings.com to get your copy of my free book. Hey, I'll see you on the next one.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.